Hello, beautiful beings. I'm Beth Shakina Terrence, founder of Holistic Recovery Pathways. I'm a shaman, transformational facilitator, and holistic recovery and resilience guide. Today, I'd like to share with you a special practice that comes from the Hawaiian and Huna traditions. In the traditional practice, there were a number of steps to Ho'oponopono, and today it's utilized by modern practitioners around the world in an adapted form. I'd like to just speak to the traditional practice a little bit before we dive in. The word Ho'oponopono translates from Hawaiian, meaning to make right, perhaps to make amends, to adjust, revise. And so the practice really was understood as a form of spiritual or restorative practice that would be used amongst a group who were together in community or even a family to really resolve differences, grievances, harms that had been caused. And so it's very much aligned with what we understand as restorative practices today. And and spiritual practices, in that it would begin with some type of ceremony and ritual. There would be time for whoever was involved to come together to share their grievances, to offer amends or acknowledgement of wrongdoing or harms that were caused. And then that would be followed by a discussion about creating some form of restitution of what the person who had harmed might do to make up for the harm or the offense. And so that was a collaborative process that was done together in community. And through that, forgiveness is then offered to the person who had done harm. And this resolution that comes from that forgiveness and reconciliation, in that once that restitution is made, that this issue can be let go. It doesn't need to be carried forward or thought of or discussed again, unless in the event there was another harm. But it kind of closes the chapter rather than carrying that energy forward into future experiences and into the relationships. And then the last part would be a closing prayer, and then some time for Thanksgiving together. In a way, we might say breaking bread together. So that was the traditional process, and the modern practice that folks are more familiar with today, that quite a number of spiritual and meditation teachers bring forward, was adapted by a Hawaiian healer, Kahuna Morna Simeona, who also studied different spiritual traditions, including Christianity and Eastern philosophies. And she came up with a more modern approach that is more of an individual practice, a meditative practice. So it's something we can do on our own. And it's interesting because in my path as a shaman, I have studied with different indigenous teachers and different traditional practices, and also have found, especially from my main teacher, Shaman Ross Bishop, but also through some other practices and traditions, the need to really adapt the traditional practices to people in the modern world. And that's for a few reasons, because we live in a different way. We don't live in a close-knit community for the most part. We don't always live in harmony or connection with nature in a deep way. So there's a lot more disconnection. And the description I gave of the process in a more traditional community is something that would be done in an ongoing way. So as I said, things get resolved. They don't necessarily get built up or carried forward. So this practice is really, that I'll introduce you to, is more of a personal practice. I think it can be used beautifully in conjunction with restorative practices and perhaps a restorative conference or a circle if there's a desire. But sometimes it's very important for us to work on the feelings, patterns, and beliefs that we're holding within ourselves before we have the capacity to be in the presence of someone who has harmed us, perhaps even someone we have harmed. We may be holding a lot of feelings of guilt or shame. And so this practice is a way to begin to work with that within ourselves, and then can also, I believe, help to guide us in terms of how we might create connection and reconciliation in an outer way as well. So I'll introduce you a little bit more to the practice and then just guide a very short practice. This is very simple, and that's one of the, I think, gifts of this practice, is it's so simple that anybody can do it really anytime, anywhere that you're feeling the need to just be present and to work with difficult feelings that are arising in yourself, in your life, in your relationships. So the practice really focuses around using four phrases. And these, again, you may see vary in different teachings, but these are sort of the core phrases that you'll work with. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And when you think about the practice, I like to say, again, there's a strong focus on relationships and harms that may have been caused or harms done in the relationship. So that's one aspect of how you might work with the Ho'oponopono. But it can also be other things that we're carrying, feelings of pain, of sadness. If there's certain beliefs that we're holding about ourselves, like not being good enough or worthy enough, and certain patterns, patterns, I guess I'll say, like even addiction itself or depression, anything that we're really struggling with can be something that we work with and offer the Ho'oponopono for. And I guess another thing that I wanted to share is there's an understanding in indigenous wisdom about the interconnectedness of all things, that we're all a part of the great web of life, and that everything that really happens in our life and our experiences outwardly is a reflection of our inner world. And so in a practice like Ho'oponopono and perhaps other meditative and spiritual practices, we're in a sense taking ownership of those parts of ourselves and responsibility for working with them and attending to them in a way that then they don't become something that is a reaction or that we project outwards onto other people or onto the world. So it's a way to really create harmony in our relationships by beginning with what's happening in ourselves. And in that, it helps to deepen our own relationship with ourselves. One of the reasons I feel so strongly about this as a practice for recovery and resilience is that, as we go through our different life experiences, we're carrying a lot with us. And so we do need practices and tools that help to attend to that. And as someone's moving through a recovery process or a transition, and working to reconnect with their resilience, there are often pieces that we need to work on that maybe we weren't aware of before that may surface difficult feelings. A lot of times in recovery, when people have been in active addiction or dealing with different mental health or emotional challenges, relationships with others may have become impacted, and our relationship with ourselves. So again, it's a way to begin to cultivate those connections in an inner way so that then we can carry that out into the world and rebuild or build new connections that are based in a place of harmony and balance and from the whole beautiful essence of who we are. Okay, so I'm going to now just guide a very short practice. So I'm going to invite you to find a comfortable position, either sitting with your feet on the floor, or you can sit cross-legged on the floor. You can even be lying down for this practice. It can be good to be in a place where it's relatively quiet. And take a moment as you're settling to think about something you want to work on in this moment. Perhaps there is a relationship with someone that you're struggling with, or something that happened in your day today. It can be even be a small interaction that just irritated you or pushed your buttons. And maybe there's a feeling or a pattern that you're working on, or a belief that you'd like to give attention to. And always, 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 I'd like to offer that you consider offering Ho'oponopono to yourself. We so often think about making right with others, of how we can help make amends or heal relationships with others. And we also need to do that with ourselves. So sometimes that may be the place to begin or to come back to. So once you've identified a person or a situation or feeling, pattern, belief to work on for this time, I'm going to invite you to bring your breath and awareness into your heart center, right in the center of your chest, the center of love, compassion, gentleness for yourself and for others. Just breathe there for a few moments, really feeling that energy of the heart. Sometimes it feels open and spacious. Sometimes you feel some resistance or constriction. You're just noticing how it feels to be present in the heart for a few moments. And then beginning to tune into whatever your focus is for this time. If it's a person, you may imagine that person sitting across from you. If it's a feeling or pattern or belief, just envisioning that in some way so that you can bring your attention to it. It may be even something you feel within your own body. And then we'll take a moment to offer a prayer or an intention. So just asking in whatever way you feel guided to. You may have a way that you open your time with a prayer in your own spiritual tradition. You can simply just take a moment to ask that this practice be for your own highest good and for that of all beings. And for all those involved. So now once again, tuning into the focus of this practice, of this session of Ho'oponopono that you've identified, connecting with it in some energetic way, through visualization or feeling, thinking of the person or pattern or feeling that you're going to offer Ho'oponopono to. And then begin to offer the phrases. I'll say them a few times and you can continue with them. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I invite you to continue for a few moments on your own with the phrases. If at any point your mind wanders or you become distracted, just reconnect with your focus and continuing to repeat the phrases. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. So now I'll invite you to pause here. If you'd like to continue offering the phrases, you can pause the audio. And even if you want to move on to practicing for someone else, I'll invite you to do that. But otherwise, I'll just invite you to take a moment to express gratitude in whatever way you feel guided to for the person or focus that you've spent time offering Ho'oponopono to today, for yourself, for your willingness to practice, for spirit, for supporting you in this way, and really whatever way you feel guided to, just take a moment to express that gratitude and thanks. Taking some deeper breaths, you may want to just feel the rise and fall of your chest. Move your body a little bit. If your eyes are closed, you can open them. And just notice how it feels to come back in this moment. Notice any shifts or changes in your body, mind, emotion, or spirit. You may wish to take a few moments to journal about your experience, any reflections. And if you begin to work with the practice, you may repeat offering for the same person or feelings or patterns. You may, have something going on where you work with different people or what's arising in the moment. So sometimes that's something you want to journal about or track. I even often suggest doing either a feelings inventory, or if you're thinking about people you may want to offer Ho'oponopono to, you can create a list in your journal and then begin to work with them. So I hope you've enjoyed the practice. It really is an opportunity to begin to work with what is arising within yourself and with those threads of connection we have with others in the world. And in essence, it's really stirring what in a Huna traditions is called aloha energy. It's that love without judgment. And then we're offering that to others and we're offering it to ourselves. So thank you for joining me. I will see you again soon. Many blessings. Aloha blessings.